told him 10 hours in racing. So he's just going around. So he can take it back home and steal the trailer. And everybody's getting tired all dirty. And he tell him, oh, yeah, I'm racing.
Man, y'all ass is fucking ill.
I gotta make this shit official. Let me tell the whole world what happened. Good evening, after everybody. Welcome to the Monday Night Madness. Today is August the 25th, 2014, and you're on the illustrious show of Jay Vaughn tied in with Pro Stacker Joe. And we got the one and only, the original hotter, and race dodger himself, Nephew Pete, on the line with us. Nephew Pete, explain to us again how you were ducking and dodging the zookeeper. I want everybody to know across the nation how the zookeeper called out the four horsemen now. Let me tell you this, folks. I called out all four of the four horsemen. Now, it was a Nephew Pete, it was an Uncle Tom, it was a Red, all of them folks out.
Hey, Joe, how many of that shit do you believe, Joe?
Huh?
How many of that shit do you believe?
I'm just listening, Pete. I don't know. But let me ask some of my listeners, do they believe, whose side they believe? Now, Walter Man, Waller.
Waller, don't give me shit, Waller. I'm going to your ass.
Waller, man.
Hey, Joe, it's simple as this. Action about it on the track. Which car Leaf and which car did they see the smack ball and go down the track?
Now, wait a minute.
One car told me to touch the racetrack.
You know what? I was at the track. Now, I can answer that. Now, I've seen y'all car race two times. Right. And I seen the headliner race two times, and I seen the zookeeper at the trailer in the pit. And then when I see him again, it was at the trailer in the pit. And then when I see him again, it was at the trailer in the pit.
We went to the snack bar a couple of times, but the only reason we went to the snack bar is because we couldn't get damn Nephew Pete to do nothing, Joe. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I couldn't get damn Nephew Pete to do nothing. Hell, I can't make him do nothing. We tried. We offered him one in the clear, two in the clear, three in the hot spot, tied one behind, all kind of shit, Joe. We stayed on our head one time. Nephew Pete wouldn't do nothing. What can I do about that, Joe? Now, let me ask you one question, Joe. Can I make him race? That's all I want to know. Can I make it race? I mean, it ought to be. I tell you what, Joe. This is what I'm thinking right now. Under the circumstances, I think the zoo people need to be listed as one of the most feared cars in the country right now. Because you know the four horsemen. You nominated them yourself as the greatest racer of the year. And when they seen that zoo people, they were in the bushes, folks. So that lets you know that that's a feared car. Let me see. What we did with Joe? We lost Joe, Evan.
Man, Joe heard you talking to Joe in the past, though.
I got to get the coroner on. The coroner said he got some things that he want to talk about. He want to come on. Nephew Pete, you on the Monday Night Madness show with Jay Barnes. How you doing, sir? No, I do want everybody to know that the four horsemen showed up, and they did what they normally do. They brought action. I'm just giving them a look. I'm just messing with them a little bit. But the four horsemen are true grudge racers, man, and I don't want nobody to think otherwise just because I'm trying to have a little fun with it. So, Nephew Pete, how did you enjoy the weekend, man?
Hey, what, Jay?
I said, how did you enjoy the weekend?
My weekend didn't go up a damn, Jay. I got my ass every time I stepped on the racetrack.
Yeah, you went up. Now, Pete, you ran, I think, the thriller car twice. The first time just went up.
We ran the silver one, whatever the name of that one is. It's a silver car. I don't know the name of it. What's the name of the silver car?
I think it's the thriller car. And,
not Thriller. Thriller's the other one. We ran the silver one, the little small block one.
That I can't tell you. Hell, I can't. I don't know, but you ran it twice, and
yeah. What they do happen, Jay? What happened was first time we red lighted, and we tried to get him to run back. Only with the runners back, he wouldn't run us, and so we just got so mad because we just got so pissed off. We want that money back. We told him hell with it. We were gonna spot his ass and make him run again. So that's what we did, and he got our ass up again.
God damn. So you offered the spot. That wasn't a good plan. That's what you're saying.
Nah. It was a good play. It was a hell of a race. It was a hell of a race. He just put it on at the end. So that's drag racing, you know. We might go back and do that same race again, and we might pull it out. So, you know, this is drag racing. Sometimes it's your thing. Sometimes it's not.
I agree with you now.
It's lost with the win.
Yeah. No. Y'all brought action, and that's what that's what any promoter, any fan, any spectator can ask for. You know, so props out to y'all for doing that. Now, but by the same token, now let me, and I hope I'm not saying nothing wrong, so you know, bear with me on this, is the Gene Stevens, is he part of the Four Horsemen?
He's like a running mate, so yeah, basically, you know, we got his back, and he got an L, so. Yeah, I mean, you know.
So, and he also brought action tonight. And with that being said, now let me see. I got to make sure I got. Let me check to make sure I got. Don't hang up, Nephew Pete. Let me see if I got the coroner on. Coroner, you on?
Yeah, but that ain't our name no more. What's our name now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, y'all. Damn, I fucked up.
Hold on, Jay. He is the champ, Jay. He is the champ.
I said I fucked up, man. Y'all give me time. I apologize. Let me back this shit up. Let me back this thing up. 1 minute here, one again. Let me start all over again. All right, hold on. Introducing live present the new world champ is here. The champ is here. What's going on, champ? Hold on. Let me tell this real quick. All the four horsemen, please don't hang up. Don't hang up. The champ is here.
Oh, they gonna hang up.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Jay Bonds, we appreciate it, and thank you for the opportunity and playing fair and getting it done right, because we stepped up the plate to do what we had to do by the rules and regulations put forth by Grudging to become the world champs, the top sportsman, Grudging champion. So we appreciate that, you playing fair and being neutral and making sure it was done the right way, because we was told you wanted a fighting champ, so there's no other way to do it than kick Dolomite ass first, your crying champ, and then kick goddamn Mean Gene ass and win the belt. So we did what we had to do. It's been a long week. We on fumes and shit, but we on cloud nine because we did what everybody said we couldn't do, and I told these motherfuckers we was going to do it, and we did it. So we appreciate the opportunity, and thank you. But I know them damn four horsemen hung up because I swear, Jay Bonds, if you're not mistaken, we was in Caesar County. They was giving me and my cousin hell over there in that corner. Then we went and made a little shakedown, and them bitches scattered like roaches. I ain't know what hell they were. Shit, is that Nephew Pete? Shit, is a Amber Alert out for him? Did Nephew Pete, you call home to check in?
Not Nephew
shit.
Pete, man.
Yeah, man, listen, J-Bot, he was the one talking all this shit, walking around holding Mean Gene hand, and he wouldn't even bet a damn penny with it. My son bet more money with his classmates. My son bet more money with his classmates Friday. That paid. They said, "Daddy, all about me lunch because my daddy bought the dog champs." He made more money than damn WP. shit.
No, man. You tell him, let me tell you. Nephew Pete promised me a URS whooping. He said he told me to open my book and write it in that the corner, the Four Horsemen is going to put a Southern style old go out the house, get a switch ass whooping on you. Nephew Pete, I got it on the line. He promised me that, man.
Hey, J Bond, they been some dead horsemen before we even got in the starting line. Cause I ain't seen none of them motherfuckers. None of them wouldn't bet with the man. They was some dead ass horses. I think we ain't never bet no damn horses, so I'm sorry, we can't do that funeral. We don't have no animals. We need to call the veterinarian. That shit.
But listen, now let me ask you this, man. It's obvious, or at least it was stated, that the Four Horsemen, I mean Gene Stevens, had some trouble, and that
you
are the undisputed.
Yeah. You mean Scared Stevens? Shit, turn around, and so scared he jumped the damn light. Shit, I said, damn, yeah, like he ain't never been in the beans. I said, listen, J. Paul, I was up there. I said, yes, sir. It's time. It's a beautiful night. It been raining all day, misty raining. I told me and my cousins on the cart. We ain't got a little size of the club. We ain't said a little prayer. Said, please don't let the rain stop, Lord. Please. We just want an opportunity. He gave it to us. So, again, we want to thank the Lord for everything he's done and blessing us and giving us the power and the strength to do what we're doing in every means and every way. Because without him, you know, just racing, but you can't do nothing in life if you ain't got God involved in it somehow. But listen, all I'm going to say is we did what we had to do. Jay Barnes, we're going to be the best champ you ever had. Because all they got to do is go by the rules and regulations. We ain't ducking.
Yeah.
We ain't hiding. We ain't no bushes. We looking for you. Just put up a deposit.
Nah.
And it ain't got to be. It don't have to be for the belt. We want to race. And then, Jay,
now, let me ask you a question.
It's only a rare form.
So if Gene Stevens want a rematch, now he ain't said this to me, but I'm just going off of, you know, a man who had trouble. If Gene Stevens want a rematch,
He got it. Anybody can appear accommodated. Listen, we said this, man. Listen, we're going to accommodate anybody. We're going to be a fighting champ, Jay Barnes. Listen, all I'm saying is, Jay Barnes, the other thing I want to let the grudge world know, now we're not only the champs. We the baddest motherfuckers that ever been on 33.5-inch tires. We 8-0 now. We killed the legend killer record. So now you got to shoot at the corner record. So by the end of this year, Jay Bond, I hope we make that bitch 16-0 because I'm trying to run it way out the back door somewhere. That's what we trying to do before we go do some crazy shit. And you walk on that, are y'all boys all right? And Jay Bond, the sad thing is, we ran a damn ProMod. They couldn't even get us with a fucking ProMod. And that damn Kenny Beach, he up there talking all that shit. I ain't see him either no more. I tell you, man, it's rough, Jay Bond. We went in a hornet's nest and we fought. That's all you can do. You know how this bad man going there and tame them bees? We went in there with them bees with that smoke, and that's all we did. That's all we did. All I can say is, hey, you know what it is? We fought, we stood up, we did what we had to do. Hey, we here. If you want to race, we don't have to just race for the belt. Just call us and get us on the line. Put up a deposit. It's a fair race. We'll race you. Ain't got to be at nobody's show. We go on Wednesday, Thursday, whatever.
It's been a whole lot of talk back and forth. I know for a fact that Dolomite, he couldn't wait. I know for a fact Walter Mann can't wait. Not only Gene Stevens, and there's some more. So you saying now the door is open. Anybody who want to do this thing now, it's time to step up.
If they're a top sportsman. It is what it is, man. At the end of the day, man, you know how you write a check to pay your light bill? Everything I said is in writing now. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Death Row Racing, a.k.a. the corner, is looking. We lurking. We looking for the next victim. We don't know who next. And Jay Barnes, I do want to say, you know, this is how you know we're a fighting champ. You know, my man, our man, we want to thank Tony Wright, too. He did a great job. You know what I'm saying? I believe we have the best driver in the world. And let me say it again. The world. Fuck Stevie Fast. Fuck Mike here. All of them out there in the world. You know what I'm saying? The world. But I'm going to say this, too. Tony Wright, this Saturday, this Sunday at Orangeburg, he got Who Scared, got a 28-29-inch shootout, no entry fee, $2,000 payout, a hand clutch bike shootout. Got a gambler's race, $1,200 payout. Then you got the top sportsman heavyweight champion going up against Big Six. So, you know what I'm saying? We trying to race every week. So we showing you that we want to race. Now, they got to come and get this belt if they want it. So you know how the rules go. We had to find them out. You find them out. We ready to race, Jay Barnes. That's all I want to say. We just want – we ready to enjoy ourselves. And I will say this. Gene is a great guy. I enjoy this company. He's a good guy. But, Gene, you had to get your head cut off, just like Dolomite. Anybody getting the lights with us, you're getting decapitated. Death Row Racing ain't playing, baby. We looking for a longer trailer now. We got too many damn heads in the back of the trailer. Jay Barnes, you know anybody selling one? We ain't got no damn room. So it is what it is, man. We not going to be like everybody else, just hold on the belt and ducking. It's out there for you to get. Just do what you got to do and put a deposit, and let's play. So.
And that's what's happening now. That's what's happening now. You know, you the man of the hour. I'm just surprised that you hadn't had that you hadn't already been called out. I am being honest with you. Biz, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
Biz, now let me ask you something, Biz. You know there's been a lot of controversy over the Top Sportsman Championship, and nobody could wait. Now that this man is the champ, I mean. Why haven't he been locked in, Biz?
Oh, yeah. It's been over 24 hours, so, you know, I think they kind of – somebody scared, Jay.
Hey, JB, I would like to say, man, you're a good dude, man, too. Nice to meet you, man. It was my pleasure. I enjoyed laughing and talking shit.
That ain't JB.
Big blue, we did it, baby. We number one. Everybody dropped that confetti. When we got back to Columbia, man, they were dropping confetti from the skies, man. We had to take the bed up there with the people in the car in front of the State House. You know what I'm saying? Cause listen, Jay Barnes, another thing I want to stress to these gentlemen. I want to say this. The corner will hold this belt until we sell the car. And mark my words. If you get the category and qualifications of a top sportsman, we oblige you. And we ain't scared to race either. So some of you pro mods, maybe all you pro mods, we'll take one and one. We'll try you. We're willing to gamble. We're willing to race. We a fair, aqua opportunity team. We're willing to race. We want to race, Jay Barnes. This is what we came back to do, race. We enjoy racing. We have fun. But at the end of the day, man, let's race. All this talking, we don't hear that. I don't even – all before Jay Barnes, I was talking a lot of smack. I don't even want to do all that no more. I want them to put up a deposit. Time and place, and let's get to it. That's how bad you know we want to race. Now, you see how quick Kenny Beach and them guys before. I guarantee they ain't on your line no more. But, JB, all I can say, them DMV boys, I'm going to tell you now, man, the Maryland boys, like the four horsemen now, man, these boys down here, we don't roll like that in the South. If you with your man, you betting with your man. Like I said, man, my son made lunch money for a whole 2 months. Betting on his daddy. I couldn't get Pete to bet me a sandwich. Cause I couldn't find him. Listen, man, y'all saw when the ambulance came in, right? I thought he drove the cart over there in that pond. You know what I'm saying? I had to call somebody to drag the pond. We was on the way out there, man. Please, somebody, look for this man. I had nobody seen him.
Biz, what's your thought, Biz?
Man, it was a hell of a hype going up to the race, and you know, and I like the way they did it. They ran Dolomite, you know, because Dolomite felt a certain type of way when they first put up, you know, was gonna put the belt up. He felt a certain kind of way, and it was good that they went over there in Jackson and raced him the Thursday before they was gonna race for the belt. So I mean that's truly a marker of a good champion. They wanted to you know, quiet the storm, so to speak, and they went over there and did Dolomite. They came up there and did Stevens. AJ, it was a hell of a race this weekend. Ought to be the only nut to say it. The rain probably helped the race, and what I mean by that, it stopped all the testing and tuning. It made jokers get up there and give action. You know, it cut down the shakedowns. Small block feet. He made one hit. And next thing you know, he had the race. You know, Trigger Man, they went right off the trailer. Then he came back and ran the same car again. Donye and Lil Rick. Donye made a hit or two. Lil Rick made one hit. They got up there and raced. So, you know, I'm probably the only nut going to say the rain helped it, but it cut down on time, people trying to make hit after hit after hit after hit, trying to catch a number. They want to get up there and race.
That is an exceptional – That is an exceptional observation. I'm inclined to agree with you on that. That's an exceptional observation because it did, and what else it did. Every time they drive that damn truck off, that motherfucker got stickier and stickier. These motherfuckers were doing a wheel stand to the 330.
Hey man, that's the first time I've been to the real East Coast. I don't consider Georgia East Coast, so. Be mad at me, but that was the first time I ever been to the East Coast, and I gotta say this: I seen so many different nationalities there, and everybody got along pretty good, and we came together and we raced. Guys from New York, that dog, we was only 50 miles from Philly. I didn't know that. We was probably 40 minutes from D.C., 160 miles from New York. So I mean, guys from New York was there, Jersey, Pittsburgh, Philly, Maryland, Virginia. Man, it was Chicago, Indiana. It was a hell of a race. I had a ball.
Okay, we had guys there from Florida and Georgia.
Hey, but
Jay Vaughn,
I got one thing to say. Pro Star Joe, who you got next for us? You put us on a pro mile for the belt. Who you going to claim up, pull up next for us? Now
you know what? How the fuck can I put you on a goddamn pro mile when I had nothing to do? How the fuck? Wait. I'm tired of this bullshit, goddamn it. I don't never get credit for nothing, but I get blamed every goddamn thing. Jay Vaughn set this goddamn race up. Now you apologize to me and ask him who the fuck you got next for you. Crazy motherfucker, you.
Hey, listen, Jay Vaughn, he been hooked
no,
to that
holler. No, take that shit back. Ask Jay Vaughn who we got next for you.
Hey, listen, he likes some folks. Now, he'll turn on you quick. Mean Gene, you don't hear him calling him no more. Mean Gene. It is what it is.
Hey,
you know what the corner
is. I got a pro mile for you. You just want 1-1? Hey, corner.
Who is this?
This Biz. I got a pro mile. He trying to grudge rate. You say all you want is 1-1?
Who? No, I ain't bringing no ghost card. I need no card.
He's been in Jackson the last 3 weeks, man. It's a red pro mile. He wants to get some action.
He been in West Jackson.
Yeah, he been in Jackson the last couple weeks. Testing.
Who car is this?
His name is Marcus.
What's the name of the car?
He don't have a name. The car don't have a name.
Well, we don't run ghost cars. We about to run up against one another tonight.
Okay, well, what I'll do is the next time he's at Jackson, testing, I'll tell you. He gonna be there, and then you go by there and look at it. I mean,
all right, that's what's up.
Yeah. But he wants to race. He's trying to get him a race 1-on-5 or 2-on-10. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might can accommodate him. I just gotta look at. We gotta look at him. Go.
Okay.
That's some high dollar numbers. Can he come down?
I don't know, Jay. All right, go.
Let me just announce the simulcast audience that a couple of things going on this weekend. We got Isaac Brooks gonna be down in Union Dragway this weekend, and he's gonna have the Road Dog Grudge Fest this Sunday down in Union. We have Tony Wright down in Orangeburg. And the big one, you're going to have prime time up in Thunder Valley.
this Labor Day. There's a lot of people going out to get their grudge on this weekend, and we encourage everybody to go out and support somebody. But the big one, we got downtown 6 Second Brown and Larry T doing the back-to-back weekend this weekend at VMP, Virginia Motorsports Park. It's going down. We got grudge race after grudge race after grudge race. We got Walter Mann going up against Short Dog. We got Running Bear with the Paws, the old Dud car from Tony Bynes, going up against Tron. We got William Brown going up against the Beast. We got a lot of headline races this weekend. It's going down. Mr. PB going up against Goldie, the rematch. His shit is going crazy. That's going to be on Saturday. Then we got Mr. PB again on Sunday going up against Rick Fox. Rick Fox going up against Goldie. He's going to try to defend for the MIR and go up against all those boys. We got lots of graduation on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at VMP, Sunday at MRI. Don't you dare miss it. Smack Talk TV will be in the house. Rock will be in the house. So VMP Saturday and MRI on Sunday. Don't miss it. It's going to be crazy.
All right. I know there's going to be some good racing going on. There's no issue with that. I like Corner, you're going to be at Orangeburg this weekend, you say?
Yeah, we're going to be in Orangeburg. Yeah, we're going to be down there in Orangeburg. Turn the right guy. Who's scared? We got that 28-29-inch tire shootout, 3-inch for 2,000 miles, the hand-cut shootout for the motorcycles, and you got the gamblers raised, and we're going up against Big Sexy. So it is what it is. We're going to race. That's what you build these cars to do is race and go and have fun. So it's racing season. But I like to call it hunting season. You know what I'm saying, Javon? I like to call it hunting season. For me, it's deer season. So, you know, one shot, one kill. That's the way I like to do them deer.
Hey,
so
I got a question when the corner finishes. I got a question.
You know, that's how we get down. It's time to go hunting. So if that dog can't hunt, you get rid of it, right? You buy another one. Now, what you want, Pro Stock? What do you want to know, Pro Stock?
Well, I know that, you know, big props to the corner. And let me officially announce him on your show, 2J. I announce him on my show. The new top sportsman heavyweight champion of the world, the corner. Those guys are champions, and I know they want to be fighting champions. So we need some clarification from you, Mr. Barnes, and your top-notch crack staff. What are the rules of engagement for this belt? Now, let me just be more specific because I don't want you to go all over the place with it. Real quick. Now, if there's another top sportsman that just locks them in, is that automatically a title bout, or do they have to put up the $500, put them on the clock, or some stuff like that? Which one is it?
Well, if it's a title bout, they have to identify the locking in. If his championship is challenged, there are some certain things that have to, rules that have to be followed. The $500 is mandatory because what it does is start the clock and put everybody on notice. So what we don't allow is just those arbitraries. I'm calling you out for Jackson on Thursday. I'm calling you out for whatever. That's not a call out. That's not a lock in as far as a champ. That might suffice in grudge races, but when you're calling out a champ for his title, it has to be official so it can be well documented. So that because if somebody fumbles, you know, if the champ gets caught in default, he'll lose his title. So we have certain criteria that has to be followed. And the people who want to call him out for, if they don't want to call him out for his title, then don't. And that's, you know, that's no issue. That's up to the challenger. I mean, the corner has said that he'll grudge race anybody, you know, and he also said that he'll take on any challenger for his title. So, you know, a guy has multiple options there, and to do whatever he can. I mean, that's all it is. So it's grudge racing first and foremost. And the whole idea is to put to give the grudge racers nationally some type of platform to stand on because, you know, across the country, everybody said they're the best.
All right, Jay, you're killing me. We got the answer. Now, listen, let me ask you this question. I'm sorry,
Jay, hold up. Jay, you didn't clarify one thing, though, Jay. they got to qualify as a top sportsman. They can't be no damn pro mod. You understand what I'm saying? They can't bring HD and Terry and them to run us for no belt, because that's what Pro Style Joe going to try to do. It can't be no HD and Terry to come run us for a belt. It has to be a top sportsman. Let's clarify that. Let's get that clear.
Hey, man, I'm from the Midwest. Where I'm from, what's the difference from a top sportsman to a pro mod? I mean, because they all look like pro mod to me. Because Gene Stevens looks like a pro mod. But at the same time, the damn corner looks like a full chassis pro mod too. So what maybe this is the wrong show. We'll do that on another show. That's a whole different animal what you're talking about.
But one of the things that we do know that in the current world, certain cars have been identified as certain cars have been identified as pro mods. You know, so we're just holding that. Obviously, we don't want that. But there is a pro mod belt that's out there. You know, so if a pro mod is trying to take on a title, he don't have to mess with a top sportsman. There's a position available that he can take. You know, so we ain't got to deal with that, but. When that day and time comes, we will. We got a grudge top sportsman. And that's another thing. Make sure that everybody recognizes it's a grudge top sportsman. Because in the top sportsman world, that's a bracket car. So it's a grudge top sportsman. And so, you know, the car at this point, the only thing that I'm surprised about Pro Stock and Pro Stock, I'm a little – I got my head down a little bit. I'm looking some kind of way at you, Pro Stock, because all these people, this was a major event. And now that there's a champ, 24 hours have passed, and this man still has not been called out. Not by no promo, about the same people who've been arguing about the title. So 24 hours.
You know what? That is a good, good point.
Hey, listen about that. Hey, Jay Bond, why would you even say that? It ain't even been a week since we cut his damn head off. So why would you say it?
He
ain't at the hospital yet.
It was more than one. It was several top sportsmen. And I know you got Waller Man on your show. And Waller Man was one of the main people who wanted a piece of this action also. I mean, why is that?
You're right about that, Jay. You're right.
You know, so is it that everybody had an issue with the title before it was identified, and now that it's identified, I mean, what changed, folks? Help me out with that.
You know what? I think what people wanted to be able to do, and again, I'm just going to be the objective reporter that I am because I got to say it. Everybody, I don't know if Dolomite was that guy. I think he wanted to run for it in a man-to-man situation. But I think everybody else was kind of looking for, and maybe not William Brown, but they were kind of looking for to do it in the shootout. They were kind of looking for to do it in the shootout so that it would be less exposure, because when you race in the shootout, nobody ever remembers who loses in the shootout. And most shootouts, you don't have to put up any money the race for the belt. So, I don't know. That might be, yeah. But, you know, that's how the belts are generally awarded.
Get in.
They have been in the past, at least, in the shootout. But, I mean, you can ask some of the fans what their thoughts are on that.
Well, I mean, I'm interested to know. But, you know, even when you – If you win the belt through a shootout, and that's what this was. I mean, it was an organized shootout. Two people participated because, you know, everybody claiming whatever they claiming, and couldn't. You know, we had the shootout. But there's a champ now. So there, now all the guesswork is over. There's a champ. So, it's still. If you go back just 2 weeks ago. Everybody, and I was just saying this, in relation to the corner, felt like, either he wasn't worthy or he hadn't beat nobody. I don't know what it all was, but 24 hours have passed, and the man has not been called out a lot then.
Well, Javon, you know, I think the biggest issue was with it. Nobody wanted us to have it per se anyway. You know what I'm saying? And see, Dolomite was the biggest one out there saying that. So, like I said, and I wanted to say this again, it was only the right way for us to kick his dick in the dirt Thursday night, then come run for it on Saturday. And that way, nobody can dispute that we can't be no champs because we kicked the prior champ ass, and the champ that's supposed to be, he supposedly sold all this stuff, so is up, and we went and kicked somebody else that he wanted, that he thought was worthy, that was going to kick our ass. See, that's the whole point. He put somebody out that he thought could beat us. But, hey, it is what it is. I mean, we the champs. I'm waiting to hear, too. I thought Dolomite would have called as soon as he heard. I thought you would have been walking up to the check and we said, man, Dolomite done put y'all on the clock. Hey, like we said, like I told you, Jay Vaughn, and I appreciate you saying that. And I appreciate you saying that, Jay Barnes. We want to run for the belt, but we want a grudge race, too. We'll go anywhere from Maryland all the way to Florida. Just put up the pot. We want to get in the lights and race. You know, I mean, it is what it is. But, hey, Jay Barnes, we do want to know, do we have signing rights to that belt so that we can take pictures with it at Drag Illustrated? So they're supposed to be coming down by the end of the week and come see the baddest big tire car that went 8-0. In grudge racing. We're the only ones did it. We killed a legend killer at your race, and it was only done in great form and fashion that we became the champ, and we became 8-0. Ain't nobody else ever did it. So,
hey, that's
we just want to know, is that okay with you?
Okay, no. You've earned the right as the champ, so you have to represent and be the champ. That's all that can be said.
But tell Pro Star to go through his Rolodex. He's probably trying to find somebody else now.
The man wants to know if you find somebody else to work with, man. I mean, what can you do, Pro Star? I mean,
Jay, Connor, but hey, Connor, I on the rear, Dolomite did talk. Y'all ass back out. Lock y'all ass back in. Y'all motherfuckers told him, nah, we trying to focus on one person. So the man did try to lock your ass back in when you beat him
Drake,
the first time.
Drake, we not going to argue with you because we told him and Joe did I not tell him Friday, Joe, that I would lock him in on your show if he give us a break clause? Did I not say that, Joe? You the objective reporter you are. Is that not true fact, sir?
Yes, it is.
All
yes,
right.
It is. Yes, it is.
Up,
yes.
Here you go.
Oh, wrong time, Kyle.
Get that motherfucker
on. And see, Kyle Dolan might get him on and see if he want to lock him back in.
Hey, smart ass, we were just on Willie Dawes' show not long ago. Yeah, we were there, really, man. You were just on Willie Dawes' show. The man wouldn't even lock us in to run a third, you smart ass. Damn.
Dre, let's take
it. He need to mind his business and buy him a car, man. He always in people's business affairs.
Man, shut your fish frying ass up and go find some goddamn purchase something that you been doing, motherfucker.
Man, send me my $8 before I keep hitting your credit report every day, man.
You can send me my credit report. My credit already. Hey, my credit already screwed up, but guess what? I bet you I can pay it off, motherfucker.
You can't. But buy you a damn race car that you can get on these shows and try to lock people in and shit. Instead of worrying about what the
cops
did, what we were going to do.
Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all motherfuckers that had a name, the corner or death row, whatever the fuck y'all hear, y'all just a
man. If you don't want the promoter all in the videos, you don't want
the
tutor
all
in the video radio show, fuck the death row race.
And if you want some swag and learn how to win, come to death row race.
Hey, pull my piece out your mouth, man. Hey, why my piece in your mouth? Get my piece out your mouth right quick, bro.
Man, Drake, get out of here, man.
JB, are you on the phone? JB, where you at?
I got three callers, and each one of them on the side.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm listening to this good shit, though.
JB.
What's going on?
JB, I know you want to come on and let everybody know that came out and supported you at the DMV. So let's hear what your words are, JB.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I think Biz said something that I didn't think about, Jay, but could have been true, that at one point, the rain almost helped because it cut out the people from being able to say, I'm going to sit down, give me a couple of sit downs, and then we'll go. There won't none of that. There was, you know, one or two people got two shakedowns, and that went right to your ass. So, I mean, I ain't saying that, you know, I know if the rain wouldn't have came, so if more people would have came out, we'd have, but at the same time, the people that were there, it almost put them in a spot where, man, I can't shake down all day and have a, you know, have a reason we ain't race. You know what I'm saying? We got to go. And I just want to thank everybody that came out because I talked to Jim Halsey. And he was like, man, I did not know this was going to be like this. He said, man, y'all gave Central County a new way of looking at grudge racing. I said, did you like it? He said, yeah. So he's hoping that we'll come back next year, which we are going to go back next year for Left 4 Dead Part 2. And I just want y'all to know that, you know, all the people from the Midwest, from the Dirty South, from you know, wherever you came from, I mean, thanks for the support. Cause, I mean, I didn't know it was going to be like that, especially with the rain. And, I mean, for everybody that came and the action, you know, what I think there were 3 or 4 belts up. I mean, that's just awesome, man. I mean, I you know, I'm a little bit, I'm still trying to get down off the high, you know. So, you know, I just want to say big up to the corner because, I mean, he right.
Appreciate it.
You know, he took out Dolomite once and Gene in the same week, so there's nothing much you really can say. The man deserved to be what he just did. He just said.
We really appreciate that. We appreciate that.
So, Jay, yes, he deserves to get in on Drag Illustrated and wear the belt wherever he wants. Now,
hey, but J-Bone, and one thing I want to say, man, you know, it's to me it's like nobody want to give us our credit because, I mean, this is another point I want to just throw to you so you can think about it. The Legend Killer, it took them 3 years to make their record, 4 or 5 years. Now everybody making a fuss because we broke their record. And, well, what about them? Y'all let their record prolong on, so our record prolong on too. But you know the difference, though? We actually did it in 7 months of racing.
Two seasons. You did two racing seasons. Two racing seasons. You did the 2009 season, and you did the this year. You did you know racing season this year.
Joe, I'm just talking about the months we just raced. In the 2009 season, we only raced 6 months out of that season. This season, we only raced for 1 month. That's the. So I'm just saying, that's just something to think about. And all I'm going to say is, you know, Jay Barnes, and I'm going to be honest with you. Like my cousin told you before, when you was on the phone with Stone Cold, when y'all had this issue and get us to the end with Gene, we came back for him. So I'm a little disappointed we didn't take it from him. So I hope somebody that's listening will let Stone Cold borrow a motor or something, you know, because I really want to beat him. You know, so I want to see that sad look on his face when we cut his throat. You know, because it only could be one. It can only be one. And my cousin told him that.
Wow.
I think that's a problem.
That's
8 months.
That's tough.
Hey, did you remember that Pro Star Joe?
It can only be
Joe,
one.
You remember that, Joe?
I mean,
Joe, you remember
that's
that?
That's tough, man. That's tough.
It can only be one. Ain't that what we told him in Florida? Did we not tell him that in Florida and you told him, come here, let me show y'all the top sports heavyweight champ. Didn't we tell him it only could be one?
Exactly.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. That might be the only thing truthful you said in your life today. Oh, man. But, you know, Jay, it's just, and Jay, to me, man, I miss the fun in racing because we remember when racing was, when we racing on Wednesday nights and Thursday nights. Now everybody want to linger out and only race once a month and going to somebody's show. And that ain't how I remember racing, man. That's why I say they part-time racers. We trying to race. Jayvon, we had races so fever so bad, we wanted to stop it and Pro Stop. We called your cousin out. We stopped in Fayetteville waiting on him to call back for 2 hours on the way home Sunday because we wanted to cut Anthony head up. Now, you tell me how bad we don't want to race. Now, that tell you
something. Let me ask Pro Stop this. Pro Stop, how long do you think it's going to take? How long do you think it's going to take for the for the coroner to get a call out?
Well, you know what? That's a very interesting question. I mean, because I think Dolomite wants them right now. I think Wigan Brown, they want them right now. It's just a matter of, you know, them getting together. So, you know, I hope it's very, very shortly, though. I hope it's very, very shortly.
And Jay Barnes, I got one more question for you about the belt. Is it okay if we run somebody out of the country? Because I really want to go on vacation and race. I, like, want to go to Cancun and race. You know what I'm saying? I want to race out of the United States. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do the belt hold that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Puerto Rico, Canada, matter of fact, Australia, it's recognized around the world. China, matter of fact, you're going to get some heavy competition out of China. Now, let me see if I got somebody on here that I think. I'm looking for the I have to call him Champ 2. He's now the ex-champ. But Champ Stone Cold, are you on this line? Stone Cold, the ex-champ, are you on your line, on this line? I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt.
Damn,
time
no.
If he was on, he definitely could not hold it. You know he can't. I'm going to try one more game and see can I get the ex-champ on. And try that one. Let me see can I get the champ on.
He might be in rehab. He's drinking himself to death because he know we champs.
Hello.
Yo.
So cold.
Yo.
Hey.
What up?
Heavyweight
Sportsman
champion of the world. You're on the line.
What
with
up?
Monday Night Match, Jay Barnes, and the new world champion, World Top Sportsman in the corner. How you doing?
Now, Jay, how you say it? Jay, let me. You want me to say it, Jay?
Yeah, say it,
man. Ladies and gentlemen, the new Top Sportsman heavyweight champion.
Who didn't beat the champion? Who didn't beat the champion? Now go ahead. Add that too.
Hey, get
add that too.
So we go ahead and do it.
Man, shut up, man. Go ahead. On. Look, man. Look. Hey, we won't lock in. We won't lock in. We'll lock a backhead in with you right now for Thursday night.
You lock
whatever y'all want to bet.
Wait,
what's
wait,
up?
You talking about Dolomite?
No, nigga, I said you won't lock in.
Your car?
Don't worry about what car then do you want to lock in?
No.
For Thursday night
yes.
Injection.
No, we don't run no
ghost car.
Man, I know you ain't call me with that bullshit. I ain't got no arm pressure. You ain't the time calling me. I ain't got no arm pressure. So I can't argue with you. I ain't got no arm pressure. I follow the rule, okay? Ain't me living jabbing with you. I ain't got no arm pressure. What the fuck I'm going to talk to you for?
Well, listen, just ask Dolomite to borrow his mole, and that way we can.
No. Let me tell you something, man. What you talk, you don't know what you be talking about. You don't even know me like that, pimp. Okay, you don't even know me like that. So don't, you stop coming at me like I need some motherfucking money from a motherfucker. I don't need that for nobody, pimp. Okay. Now, I'm man to say that shit to you in your face, okay, man to man. So don't keep coming at me like I'm weak. Ain't nothing weak about me. You understand that, man? So you really don't know me, so stop coming at me on the fucked-ass level, bro. You see me? Let me tell you how I am. I ain't got no arm pressure, so stop fucking jigging at me, nigga, like you can handle me. You can't do shit with me, okay? With arm pressure or without arm pressure. You understand that? And I'm giving to you real. So
listen,
I ain't got no hard pressure. Listen. Let my name tell you like shit in your mouth, okay? stop calling Stone Cold. When I get some under pressure, I'll be calling you. You feel me? You feel me?
Actually, Stone Cold, he didn't call your name. Jay Bonds called you.
Okay, but I ain't got time.
Yeah,
I ain't got time. For, hey, look,
you,
hey, look, listen, Biz. Hey, Biz, I'm telling you
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
you know the rule.
Yeah.
You know the rule, right? You know the rule.
Yeah.
If you ain't got no arm press, cut your goddamn mouth, right?
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir.
So this bitch keep calling my name on every motherfucking show. Bitch, you must have got a crush on my dick or something. I'm saying you must have got a crush on my dick or something. I'm just keeping it real. Keeping it real. Hey, come on, look around. That bitch texting me like a. Hey, okay, John. That bitch texting me. Hold on. That bitch texting me like a $2 prostitute. Like she a whore or something. Like she just got on the tip of my motherfucking dick. But you can't rest. I call the Stone Cold name. What's the more you want? I don't want to hear that second ass shit. Motherfucker ain't got no arm pressure. What the fuck I want to keep talking to you for?
No, listen.
If you want to race, do you want to race me?
I ain't gonna do shit.
Whatever. Bitch, cause one thing, I know you're a weak motherfucker. I know you're a weak motherfucker. I can ingest him, bitch. When I nose up with your bitch ass, you took on running, ho. I know you're a bitch. So what the fuck? What more you want me to tell you? Huh? What more you want me to tell you?
Listen,
bitch, you scared of smack talk, ho? When I got in your face, ho, what you do? You run and trick your motherfucking tail like a little bitch. What you is? Motherfucker, you ain't never bought a phone, gangster, nigga. You ain't never bought a telephone, gangster.
Stone Cold, you said you want to lock him in this week and Thursday with a back half cop?
We got a back cover we'll put on his ass. And that bitch when I say nothing. That bitch when I say nothing. I bet your ass. Now what? Now what?
Man, you funny,
man. Yeah, motherfucker. I bet your ass. Come out. We want to lock on y'all ass with. Now what?
He ain't even locked that shit in. Hey,
fuck that motherfucker, man. Hey, Tom, right, know how I get out when I bet, motherfucker. You know how I get out when I bet. What?
You ain't got no
man, this game, man, I'm Taser. Hey, look, Andre. Let me tell you something. This bitch ain't up in goddamn Jackson last Thursday when they badly beat Dolomite. This bitch look at me and run the other way. Look at a hoe. I said, look at that bitch run. I said, look at that bitch run. I said, come to you, hoe. You running for me. I said, come to you. Bitch, you look at me man to man, motherfucker.
Hey,
but this Stone Cold, bitch. Look at me out of the eye. You scared, motherfucker.
Come on.
I'm not talking. We just talking, Joe. Joe.
I said, yo. I said, do you want to lock in tonight, motherfucker? And for 30 days, you said, you'll lock us in. I said, well, you want to lock us in tonight?
Who?
And you can't never come and talk to us, motherfucker. Don't start that bullshit,
who?
Man.
Who? You said, I said that? Hold on. Did I say that? Hold on, man. Listen to the camera. Listen, bro. Did I say that? Hold on, bitch. Shut the fuck up, ho. Did I say that? Oh, bitch, did I come out my motherfucking mouth? Oh, ass motherfucking nigga. Listen, man. Hey, I'm telling you something, bro. Hey, okay. And you keep talking that talk. Oh, shit, I chopped your ass in, motherfucker. And you won't keep talking that talk. Bitch, I stepped to your motherfucking eye now.
That's all I can tell you.
So, I mean, so you shut your motherfucking mouth then, bitch. But shut your goddamn mouth. But I'm asking you, did I come to you and say lock you in? Did I say?
No, you didn't want to lock shit in.
Hold on, man. Answer the question, man. Did I say I want to come to you and lock you in? Did I say that in my mouth? Did I say
it? You were standing right there.
But listen to me. Don't put no words in my mouth, man. Don't put no words in my mouth.
No, hold on. I'm going to tell you how it went. I said, tell him, we don't want to hear that shit. Get Ernie Tech to give you some more Nikes. Goddamn, you run us with one system. Did you tell me, man, we can't, bitch? So I said, you lock us in then, motherfucker. Do that then. Lock us in. You talking about 30 days, 30 days, and you ain't seen your fucking sense.
Who said that?
I want to say. You motherfucker.
Who said that?
You
I said that. Hey, now you a goddamn liar. Hey, Connor. Get with it. If BET got me on camera saying that, hey, If BET got me on camera saying that, and I bet you $1,000 to $10,000, and bitch, if he got me on camera saying that, bitch, I have more than that motherfucker next week. Now, if you got me on camera saying that, I bet you $10,000, I have a more than that motherfucker next week, and I'll be ready for 30 days. Now, get me on camera saying that.
Yeah, okay. BET on that,
man.
You can see in the video. Come on. He
catch
your video over there talking shit.
Man, look up, man. What? What's the purpose of the phone call? I ain't got no oil press. What's the purpose of the phone call? What is the purpose of the phone call? I don't have any oil press. You dad want to flap your dick, sucker. You want to flap your dick, sucker. Because you...
I want you to get a motor.
Hey.
I mean, I want you to get a motor. I want you to get a motor and bring that phone inside you.
Stone Cold. I thought you were going to congratulate him. How can you
congratulate some weak motherfuckers, man? How can I? How the fuck am I shoot to them bitches level? Not with no weak motherfucker, man. No weak motherfucker, man. Listen, man. I'm telling you something. I can spot a turtle from a mile away, and man, y'all got a turtle, okay? Y'all got a motherfucking turtle, okay?
I will do that. You need a lone motherfucker. You need some money, motherfucker.
Bitch, you ain't got. Bitch, you ain't got a pot to piss in, hoe. What the fuck you talking about? You dead talking, man. What the fuck is the phone call, man?
Hey, Connor, you ain't got nothing on me, man. Listen, bro. I'm telling you one thing about you, bro.
You talk on the phone. Bitch, I will get in your face, man to man, whenever I see your faggot ass, and I tell you what I got to tell you in your face. So stop prepping on the phone, man. Stop prepping on the phone like you're tough. I whoop your pussy ass. I whoop your bitch ass. Yeah,
yes,
I want your bitch ass, motherfucker.
No,
you don't know me, man. You don't know shit about me, bro. Okay, then. When I see you at whatever track, I'm going to step you face to face, and I want you to say that. I want you to say that. I guarantee you're a coward. You punk motherfucker. Listen, man, stop being your chest, man, because you're being checked with the wrong one, man. You better ask somebody, bro. I'm dead serious, bro. If you want to call me with this bullshit, bro, you better get... Hey, fuck you, man. Bitch, I ain't got no oil pressure, man. You calling me with this fuck shit. You call me what I... Tell me what I need to do. What you say? Okay, then. I ain't got no oil pressure. What the fuck you want me to do? Run my blood pressure up? You want to run blood pressure? That what you want me to do? You want me to go check it out on a piece of pussy? That's all I'm going to do. Go fuck a hoe. What, did you want to be that hoe since you got me hot? You got me mad? You want to be that bitch? That's my point.
That's
my goddamn point, man. Listen, I ain't got no oil pressure. But if you want to, listen, man. If you want to race, right, you want to race a backhead, right? We got a backhead in our camp that we will run you for whatever amount of money y'all want to run with. And I probably can't put it in for Thursday. I made one phone call. Do y'all want to do that? Do y'all want to do that? I'm asking you a question.
I got one statement for you, sir, and I ain't going to say shit up to you. It was only one reason we came back, and that was to kick your ass. Now I want you to get your
ass. Y'all didn't do it.
Kick your ass.
Hey, man, look at man. Look at man. I don't know what dead body you've been praying over or whatever, but y'all got two lucky ass wins. Two lucky wins. But I'd rather be lucky than good anyway, because y'all ain't good. Believe that. But guess what? If you want to...
Goodbye.
Yo, they go,
man.
Listen, man. I ain't got no oil pressure, bro. But guess what? You will get that race, man, before the year is out. That's the only thing I can promise you. You feel me? That's the only thing I can promise you. I can't promise you what's going to happen today or tomorrow. Yeah, but I can promise you this, that you will get that race before the year's out. I'm serious.
We waiting. That's all.
Don't worry about it. I don't know what's coming next. Y'all got some more shit to worry about coming at y'all.
Don't worry about it. Listen.
And they're trying to lock y'all in right now with a backhand. They're trying to lock y'all in right now with a backhead. What y'all want to do?
Listen, you ever heard the saying,
Y'all ain't the only motherfuckers that got shit. We got some shit to come at y'all with, too, this year, too. Now, what you got to say? We got some shit from Mike Kiltaw right now. Now, what the fuck
are
you trying to say?
Okay, get with it, man. Get with it, man. And I don't care, man. We got a car. We got a car from a goat car all the way up to a fucking goddamn a golf cart, and from a golf cart to a fucking moped, bro. I don't think no organization in drag racing history got a count like we got, bro. You feel me? But hold on one second.
Hey, listen, Jay Bond, man, you need to drop that man line. He can't voice his opinion about no damn car. He ain't got no motor. He talking about other motherfucking shit that he just holding their nuts and shit. Man, get him off the line, man. The champ don't want to talk to no ex-champ that ain't got shit. It's like he went bankrupt and shit, man. Ain't my fault you went bankrupt. We the number one draft pick and shit. Tell him my fault, motherfucker, the draft pick picked you up. Shit.
Jay Bond.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to get off the phone, but before I get off the phone, I want to congratulate Petey Small Block for winning the Extreme Belt. I want to congratulate Team SBO for winning the Fox Body Belt. And I want to congratulate Donye on his huge win on Lil Rick. And I want to congratulate the Dirty Boys for winning the Georgia belt. And with that being said, I want to say on your phone tonight, I want to challenge the Dirty Boys for the Georgia belt. So I want to, I'm a belt type of dude, Jay. I always wear a belt with my pants. So I ain't got their number or none of that. So if you can, get in touch with the Dirty Boys, and I want to challenge them for their belt, for that Georgia belt. You know.
We ain't telling no jokes. You serious trying to call out the Dirty Boys?
I'm calling out the Dirty
Boys. Biz, you know it's two people in it when it's three. It's three people in the country that, you know, they say a joke. That's me, you, and DJ Grant. Now, are you sure you're saying what you're saying?
Tell me where I need to send my deposit to. They got a race September 20th. Ronnie Brown and Bob Doster, and I want to challenge him at that race. We can get it on, right? Like popcorn, like Donkey Kong, whatever you want to say, you know.
Biz, have you consulted your camp? I'm just going through all the normal questions, Biz. Have you consulted your camp and see if you prepared for the Dirty Boy?
I have consulted my camp, and my camp consists of me. Me. I consulted myself. Yeah. And my guys up in Midwest set on kill. They don't know what I'm doing down here just yet, but I want that belt. I'm a belt type of dude. So with my car, small block, cast intake, one carburetor with a plate, I want to get out. I want to challenge the Dirty Boy. So you get in touch with Crew Performance, and we'll go from there.
I mean, Biz, is it that you think? I mean, you think the Dirty Boy is sweet?
No, I'm gonna tell you, they think I'm sweet. They was jigging at me the whole night. They was jigging at me the whole night in Cecil, and I don't take kindly to that. So,
Biz, I think I should let you sleep on this, Biz, before you, you know, I'm just asking that, Biz.
No.
Biz, don't you need a little time to think about this?
No, I need a little time to send you that money. Where I need to send that money to? That's the only time I need. Yeah.
Y'all heard King Biz. Y'all, since he came to the South, you know, he kind of people don't see him as the same when he was in the Midwest. He was known as King Biz in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So, Biz, are you trying to come back and retain your reclaim your title?
Yes. Absolutely. 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 Yeah. Absolutely.
Man, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. All you got to say is where to send that deposit and do they accept the challenge?
That all. Man, that all. I just don't know what to say, Biz. But hold on, Biz. I got somebody that keeps texting me. This ain't your call right here, Biz. This is somebody else's call right here. So don't you, but I'm going to get your call on next, Biz.
Okay.
Hold on. Connor, you ain't fell off, have you?
No, I'm still here, Jay.
Hello.
I want to make sure I got the right number. I'm looking for the man who said that he want to knock off the top sportsman champion of the world and that he want to lock them in. Is this the right number?
Yes, it is. Who's the top sportsman champion of the world?
The top sportsman champion of the world is none other than the corner, and he just earned that title.
Who you saying won, J-Mon?
He hadn't gave the name yet. He said, the tech said, call me. I want to lock in the champ. That's all it says. That's all the tech says.
Yeah, if you want to come up to VMP, I'll lock him in this weekend and bring the belt with him.
Wait a minute, you want to lock him in that fast? Hold on now. Wait a minute now. So, Connor, there's an unknown man on the line that said he heard you coughing that chest. And, Connor, you there? Let me make sure Connor's still on the line first.
Yeah, I already know who this unbelievable man is. That's Wilmer Brown. Wilmer Brown, I ain't coming up to no thing. And if you want the motherfucking belt, you put up a deposit like everybody else, and then you talk to us about another deposit, then we work it out from there, sir. I ain't nobody about to rush up there and race you. We might wait you out, make you wait 30 days, and you got to come here because we the champs, so we have to race behind you. And I hope you got a damn passport, because we might go to Cancun or somewhere and do this fucking first race. We're leaving the country. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know, you got to come to us. We ain't got to come behind you, Wilmer Brown.
Ain't no problem. I'll do that. I just wait like we talked Sunday morning when you called me smiling and hollering.
Nobody ain't say no wait. Nobody ain't say no wait. We was in Virginia, and I asked you, did you have a transmission, motherfucker? And I said, let's get it on right now. Ain't no need for us to go home without kicking your ass. Everybody and their mama ain't got to know about it. Now,
Make sure you tell the right story now. You said you was, yeah. I asked you where you at. You said you was in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. I said that was mighty smart of you to wait till you get through Virginia to call me.
Hey, dog, but what you told me? You told me, say, hell, I don't want to do nothing, man. I'm scared.
No. Nah, yeah. You ain't got to worry about that. We'll get together. Everybody want to see that.
Yeah. I mean, just follow the rules and regulations of engagement like we did, and then you can get your shot. But Jay Barnes, you got to check that motherfucker, man. I think he got a damn pro mod now. This shit don't say no pro mod belt. They got a belt for that shit, man.
That one man for sure. That one man for sure is top sportsman. That man there, everything I ever see it. Before they called out his name, they said top sportsman William Brown. That man's name go, his name is, when I first
introduced him to it. Yeah, but that's 7B3. Let me ask you something, since we're on the radio. You don't went to the bank and got our money yet to pay us on our personal bet yet? Because, we run a big six on Sunday, so here, we might be 3-0, and you ain't beat nobody yet, and we you know what I'm saying?
That's all. Yeah, I don't need to go to the bank and get no money. Hey, that's all. I got two on the block there. I'm coming back. I'm catching back on you.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something else, J-Bond. Quit hyping him up. Say it right now. Say it right when they mention his name, they say top sports. They mention the slowest fucking top sports. Because I saw him at the PDIA, and here, I don't know why the hell he's doing it. He don't never make the damn finals or none of that shit. I told him he's wasting his damn time.
Hey, you know you ain't stayed for the final.
Did I see it?
No, listen, Wilmer Brown, the slowest top sportsman in the world is what they say.
See where I am.
Remember that, Jay Barnes. Don't ever say that again. Somebody, they say top sportsman. They say the slowest top sportsman.
6:30.
And then I knew that was coming though, William. Hey, Wilma, there ain't no problem.
Who's that in the background?
I don't know. You listen, you should have bought your ass on up the road Saturday. You might could have got some action that day after we kicked your team ass. You probably could. You could have got some action. Yeah.
No, I had to do some promoting down south. I wanted to be there.
You had to go do some promoting. Well, get ready to ride. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm already riding.
I'm talking about for this belt. If you want this belt, you don't have to ride, son.
Oh, I already told you how I'm gonna get you, and I'm gonna keep that promise. I got two more of those PDR races. I'm gonna chase you everywhere you go. As soon as you pull off the trail and try to do a burnout, I'm gonna pull up right beside you.
Mhm. Yeah, I hear that. Hey, when your PDRA racing these season ends?
Yeah.
Man?
September.
You got another month or two? September?
No, October. I'm sorry. It's the last one of October.
Okay, so.
Yeah, man. You got a lot of work to do, man. That's all I'm saying. Better get in the lab.
William Brown is fighting to go. William Brown, since we got you on
yes,
the
sir.
Show, the best show in the country, go ahead and tell us what you got coming up.
All right, this weekend up in Virginia Motorsports Park, Petersburg, Virginia. We got 490 classes paying out $2,400 guaranteed purse. Got 490 passing out $3,000. 590 paying out $2,400 purse. Got 28-29 inch shootout, $125 entry fee. 8 car minimum. I'm putting $1,500 on top of it. No bars, no full chassis car, any power additive, and all the rest of it goes. We got about, I think I got 10 or 11 grudge races locked up already, Jay Barnes, which I just locked another one in today with me and the Beast. Let me name out some of them. I can't, hold on, let me look at my phone, Jay Barnes.
Are you looking at your phone?
Jay Barnes, let me tell him this. Hey, since you say you gonna wait till after the PDR race is gone, I just thought about something, Wilma Brown. We might come to one of them PDR races. I think the last one of the year in Rockingham, man.
No, last one in the year is at Virginia. Come on up there.
Well, when the next one in Rockingham? Another one come to Rockingham. When y'all go back to Rockingham? We might come to the PDR race and accommodate you and race your ass on your testosterone day and embarrass your ass in front of all your spectators.
Ain't no problem. You can get that. I can work that out the way we can have that race. And that's in Rockingham is the first weekend in September. You need some gas money?
No. you need some gas money?
All right, Jay Barnes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say what you got to say. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, William Brown have, I just want everybody to know that that's not a, that William Brown have, I know, every year, probably his shows will be in the top 5 shows of the year. That William Brown has a packed house, so everybody, if you want to go and see a packed house, be a part of a monumental show, William Brown definitely put that on. And he, a lot of people, if y'all are not familiar with his shows, I mean, they are very big shows, big turnout, cars and fans and spectators, so. You know, if you want to go to a good show in the Northeast, that would be one to go see.
Hey, but Jay Bond, you ain't telling the other thing. That's the only damn thing you can do good. You can't drive with the shit. You got to slow ass up.
Hey, but like Jay Bond said, anybody that's up the Northeast area, up in Virginia, I mean, we got races going on everywhere. But anybody up in this area, you know, come around, have some fun, come watch some good grudge racing, man, and Listen, we got DJ out there. I mean, we're going to have everybody out there. Have a good time.
Dusty said that door got to come off and go on a split rack.
I don't know who that was trying to pick up the material.
And that other side must be inside still. Looks like a single door. Yeah, look like a single door.
Trying to find that. Brian, is that you? Oh, I know who it is now. Hold on. Let me see. All this damn noise. It ain't but one man left. It ain't but one damn man left. I was told there. Step one. None else than Josh Jones. Josh Jones.
What's that?
Man, you had so much noise going on, we couldn't hear shit. What's going on, Josh Jones?
Not much, man. Just sitting around listening to y'all boys talk, man. Sitting around listening to the corner boy doing his thing, man.
Corner bad man. William Bryan. I don't know who you like better, William Bryan or the corner? Who you like?
Hey, I don't know. That's going to be a good one. Then. I don't know, but I'll probably, shit. Wait, William Bryan talking shit. I'll probably take him to. Shit, he's going to run the beast. He's pretty fast. He looked good sad anyway, so I'll probably take William Bryan.
You're going to take William Bryan over the Cards?
Yeah, probably
hey,
so.
I want your bet. Hey, Javon, see what you want to bet when we do it, and we'll send you that money. I'm on his bet.
You about to lock it in before this weekend. You about to lock it in before I run beast this weekend.
Hold on. Oh, Javon, let me tell him something.
Hey, Corner, I tell you what. Yeah, you won't even have to. Hey, I give you an opportunity to get my bet. I tell you what, I'm having a show with Piedmont September 13th. I'm sure he'll come down and lock you in. Won't you lock him in?
Sure will. Let's
lock in who? He got to come after us. We ain't got to come after him. We the champ.
I'm gonna bet you a thousand on the side. He blow your ass out.
Hey, listen. Hey, William Bryan.
Give you a reason to come.
You know, listen, William Bryan. You know the difference between that. You're running the beast, but when you run us, you gotta sit in the lights with Tony Rice. And when you do that, your ass might red look like your good buddy there, Mr. Gene, because you get nervous, you get to shake, your button finger flip off that button.
I believe he's just talking because if you really put two and two together, I was sitting there listening to Stone Cold go in on his ass, and I believe it can't be but 269 commands that Stone Cold talking about. That's a back-ass car. So it sounds like to me that you're scared of the fucking beast because I believe that's what he's talking about.
Listen. We don't run no ghost cars. He never stated no cars, so shit. We don't do that, sir. We don't do that, right?
It ain't too hard to figure out. You ain't trying to figure it out.
Hey.
But now, Corner, let me make sure that I did hear one thing that you did say. That you ain't scared of, you are not scared of WB3.
No, hell no. See, he can run the beast because they don't have Mr. Tony Wright. You understand? Mr. 007. You know what I'm saying? He getting them lights with Tony Wright, he's going to get scared. And he's going to get the damn six like he's a diabetic. And his finger's going to slip off that button like Gene did. See, Gene is no longer Mean Gene. It's Scary Stevenson. You understand? So that's all I got to say about it.
I'm so glad you the only one believe that.
Hey, I hear you, man. Listen, William Bryan, you don't scare no goddamn body. That's all I'm going to tell you. You ain't scared motherfucking Walter Mann and all them other boys. You don't scare us. We don't give a damn about you.
I'm a black man with green eyes. I ain't supposed to scare nobody.
Shit, that tell you that you're a damn half-breed. That tell you you're a damn half-breed. Shit.
Hey, Javon, why y'all quiet? Let me name off these ones just in case somebody listening. I got Jeff Thorpe in the S10 against Mean Gene, and it's tomorrow. I was supposed to run the Monte Carlo out of Carolina Shack Attack, but they called back and told me they're going to cancel that. So Shack Attack's supposed to run Virginia Slim. Me and Dolomite supposed to run. You got Pee Wee and Goldie Rematch. You got Walter Mann and Short Dog. You got Weeby and Green Goblin. You got Junior Biscuit. And it's Chrysler against J.C. Richardson. You got Militine versus Bull and Big John. And then you got Big John and Bull again versus the old Jack. You got Running Bear versus Squirrel. And you got Green Hornet against Black Assassin.
And somebody else just hit me up a few minutes ago, Jay, and told me another race. But you got the S10, I think the 3M S10 is for the run Bull and Big John. I haven't been called on that lockup, but I did. They did say that it was a possible. It was a possible race.
Yeah. But listen, but it sounds like that's going to be a hell of a show now.
Live on.
Go ahead.
Hey, also to add to that, Sean is running Jimmy Riddle also the same day, small block, 8 miles.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And me and the Beast just locked up today. That's right. Me and the Beast. And
listen, you will have one win because you're running Dolomite. You know what I'm saying? You will get one win. Yeah,
hey,
I want to bet with you on that race. Can we bet with you on that race? Yeah, I like you over Dolomite.
Yeah, you can bet with me. Ain't no problem. You tell me. I got Cooley versus Ashley Kearney. What is it? Got small block forward versus big block Chevy heads up. So we got some good races. A lot of them local guys, a lot of them big name guys, but everybody still the same. You know, everybody in the same category. Once you come to the racetrack and do a little racing, so you know they ain't, most of them ain't known by everybody out there, but they still some good hard racers, and they like to come out there and grudge race, and everybody want to have some fun, and that's what we're gonna do this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. They definitely check it out, you know, because like I said, last weekend it rained a lot, and so this will be a good weekend to catch a good race. We had some good races last night. Saturday night, but you know, y'all need to go check out William Brown, man. Y'all need to go check out William Brown, and not the foreigner. I know it's an ongoing. Where are you going to be this weekend, Corner? Are you not going up there where William Brown at?
Jay Barnes, he's taking measurements for his casket when I get up.
What'd you say, William Brown? No. What he came out of his mouth and say, William? What he came out of your mouth and say, William?
I said, you making some special measurements for your casket when I put you
William Brown, I'm trying to calculate how much it's going to cost me to send this fucking reef and this damn book to your damn house to set up with the chairs and shit when we get done with it. I'm trying to calculate how much money that's going to cost me. You know what I'm saying? Do you have insurance? Or we take insurance?
got great insurance.
Yeah, shit. Oh, man, I tell you, bro. Yeah,
congratulations to y'all, Corner, on what y'all doing. You know,
yeah, I appreciate
y'all
it.
Y'all been racing and doing your thing. And like I said, you're a smart man to call me once you get through Virginia. But, you know, good luck to y'all on the rest of y'all racing.
Hey, listen, Wilma Brown, you know damn well, don't give a damn about you. It ain't how it. You know that, because you know what I seen the sign. I said, damn, that's a guy. I didn't want to call you. It was too early because I know you told me you were going to Piedmont, you know what I'm saying, to go out there and chill with Mike Hill and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to call you too damn early, so I said, damn, let me call him before I get too far. Because if he's come out of his mouth fucked up, I might turn around and help him put the transmission in just to kick his ass. So, you know, that's why I called him when I ain't get too far. I knew it would have took me about an hour to get back to come back and cut your throat off. So, it is what it is. We gonna get it on. You just do what you need to do, man. Hey, you was one of the ones on the phone fussing and shit about it too. So hey, we just showed it. We showed up and showed out. We showed up and improved, and we just showed y'all we ain't playing with y'all, boy. I've been talking a lot of shit for the past couple months, but hey, finally, you know, it's race time. We got it all together. We ready to try and do what we got to do. I mean, hell. But I will tell you this, shit. We did something you can't never do. We 8-0. I ain't never heard no O behind your name.
Yeah, you're right about that. And for one reason,
Because I race more than y'all do, so that's why it ain't no O's behind it. Keep on racing.
Yeah, you're right, but listen, guess what, Wynn Brown? We don't know how that shit feel. We ain't trying to figure it out.
Oh, you'll get there sooner or later. Sooner than later.
Listen, William Bryant, if you want to get some swag and get fast and be like us and be some badasses, come to Death Row Racing.
Yeah,
that's how you got to do. You got to get some swag.
Hey, you know, Suge Knight just got shot 6 times in L.A. You better be careful.
Oh, yeah, let me be quiet. But listen, I'm just trying to tell you, man. Listen, we ain't scared of you, Wilma. Listen, I thought we had a mutual agreement. Everybody don't know about our mutual agreement, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We weren't supposed to race to the end of the year. So I thought that's November.
I still stick by that. That ain't no problem. I still stick by that. But.
And see, that's why I respect you, because you're a man of your word like we are. So you just say I'm. But we say we was going to do, we did. You know what I'm saying? You don't see me on here drawing on you, but I ain't scared of you. You know that, because we talk all the time. I say, hey, you get your opportunity, because we itching for you, too. Shit, it's like you itching for us. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
William Brown, you know how the girls, people that shoot heroin, when they need that fix, they get to scratching and itching. When I hear the motherfuckers name your name like I'm supposed to be scared, I get to scratching and itching, because I hear your name, because that's how bad I want to cut your head off.
Yeah. You gonna get your chance, and you gonna be doing more than scratching the itch. That's for sure. So you need it.
Oh Lord!
Come on, boy.
Hey, but listen. Hey, you know we got to do you bad though. You know we ain't gonna do you like we did Dolomite. We cut his head off and threw him in the thorn bush, because he ain't bet enough money to put him in a pine box, so we had to put him in a doggone piece of cardboard. We had to throw Gene in a piece of plastic, because he ain't bet no money, so, I mean, you know, make sure you bet enough so we can put you in the casket and make you look good, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't spend too much on that casket, because you know you're going to have to sell it to somebody else, so I ain't going to be using it no time, so.
Oh man!
Where's Josh Jones at? Josh Jones, where you at?
I'm just sitting back listening, man.
Josh Jones.
Yeah.
You got something coming up. You got something coming up in September. What you got going on, Josh? I see your face all over the internet, Josh. I mean, what you trying to do? You trying to be a young William Brown? What you trying to do?
I'm just trying to have a good show, man. We've been going and showing support to people for a long time, and I just felt like it was our time, and I wanted to do it and see what I could come up with. And I got Piedmont September 13th. You can come in there Friday if you get enough cars for testing. They said the track, you know, I think I talked to them, but, you know, it'd be around probably between 500 and 700 to rent the track that night, you know, but they'll open the track that day just like they did up there for Travis and them, and the more cars, it'll break it down. And I think they had quite a few cars up there that day, so it shouldn't, you know, if somebody want to come in and test. But the gates open at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. We got a 28-275 race, free entry fee, $3,000 payout, six car minimum, you know, no chassis cars, no wheelie bars. You know, any power adder, it don't matter. Got a for the little local boys and anybody that's out there that's got something that, you know, if they run that, got a 6-0 class, $40 entry fee, 100% payback. I'm gonna put $500 on top of the pot for them guys. You know, winner take all. They can split in the finals if they want to. That's on them. And we are talking to a couple guys about a back half race, but I don't know. They're acting like they're scared, but we'll see what they come up with. And if they can come up with some numbers and some at least 8 back halves, we're going to try to do a little another back half thing, because I went up there Saturday, and they trying to bring that back half racing back, and it was a good turnout. I think they would have had 8 cars, but I think their weather helped a couple of them off, and it did. You know, it rained a couple times, but overall, I think that class is on the comeback, and I just, you know, I seen a good turnout. So if they can work something out, I put it out there for them. If they can work something out, we'll try to work something out with them. And then we got a couple grudge races locked in with 901, the Predator car. And then we got a 29-inch car, something evil. It ain't been out too much, too far out. So a lot of people might not know what it is, but just a 29-inch Mustang, conventional head on one stage, single carburetor cast intake. We got that locked in with a 901 junior car. They're going to be in the house. And I'm sure Tony Bynes, he's looking for action with, you know, his whole camp. Lester looking for action. He said he gonna be there. We got a Hyde. If he can get action, he'll be there. But you know, everybody trying to they running from him. I don't know why, but they say he fast. But I think it's gonna be a good day. You know, people gonna come out. Got a couple of people looking for some races. So if you want to race, hey, let me know. I can get you some action.
Now, I heard you call everybody. Now, you know, I just want you to know, I don't know if you heard it earlier, that Biz is looking for the Georgia champion belt, you know. So I just want to throw that out there. I don't know if Bad Storm got too many locked-in races, but Biz has bumped his head, you know. He feel like he's fast. He watched one of those TV shows. And he feel a little
Well, CJ Barnes, I ain't going to lie to you. I got off the phone yesterday, man. You know them boys called me, man. They called me and they was talking shit to me because I was talking shit to them last week, Dirty Boys and Gold Rush, Coop Performance. And they called me Sunday. They was blowing my goddamn phone up about 9 o'clock in the morning, waking me up and shit. They talking about, yeah, motherfucker, we looking for you. So I told them, I said, yeah, I won't get that belt. I said, but I said, I'm going to try to get that gold one first. Well, you know, they called me tonight. I went and rode some dirt bikes this evening. I seen what Dog and them called me. They want to lock me in, but I got a little bit of bad news. My driver, he got something going on right now. He going to let me know tomorrow. That's why I couldn't really, I ain't got back with Dog yet to let him know, but I'm going to get their goddamn ass, and I want that belt, and I want Biz, and he knows it. And I know it, and I want them Dirty Boys, and they know it, and I know it, and not ass. I ain't gonna leave them out because I ain't got their ass yet. I want their goddamn Jolly Rancher.
Well, Jolly Rancher, I'm sure you know he a fierce competitor. He been having a streak of bad luck here lately. I think he, with him being on his back, I don't think his racing team is. I guess, you know, it happens to everybody, but they still bring in action, and that's what we have to give everybody, the props of bringing action. So, I mean, it sounds like we got some good stuff coming up. It sounds like we got some real good stuff coming up. But I had overheard, Josh, I'm going to ask one more thing. I had overheard, and I might be wrong now, I'm just telling you what I heard, and you know how that goes, that Travis Harvey was locking in with the high card. So that's not true?
Well, he told on that post now, he did tell on that. Now, Jeff, he didn't say nothing about it, but he said if he come pound for pound, he'll run it. Yeah, he said that right over there.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I guess he's saying that, you know, hide a little lighter. And, you know, they say troublemaker, he all steel cars. So he's saying just make the weight right. He said if he roll across the scales right there behind him, right there behind that, they right there at the staging lane of Piedmont, rolled across the scales and whatever troublemaker weighed, he weighed the same thing, and they'll do it. Or you know, I ain't talked to him, but I can probably talk to him tomorrow, and I can ask him maybe, you know, what he think make the race right. But he said on that post, he come pound for pound, he'll run it.
All right. Now, so what happens if when they roll across the scale, if the higher car is heavier, what happens then?
I guess he's going to straight run him. He ain't going to have no choice if he's heavier.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, do he then take on weight? If Travis Harvey is lighter, do he take on weight?
No, I don't reckon. I don't know what they mean by that. You know what I'm saying, Jay? That's just what the man said. I guess he's saying the high is lighter, and if he just put the match to weight with him, he'll run him head up.
I don't know, you know. I just don't understand. I don't really understand, you know, they say this and they say that, but I just don't understand how this man, and they talk about that man has changed up. Well, the way I was looking at it, all of them's done changed up. Because I can tell you, I was there, I got the video on my phone. When Scoot and the shadow pulled in there, it was a man beside me. I tell you, I was just a neutral person on that race. Because I was like, well, I don't really know. Well, I can tell you right now, they can say what they want to. Shit, Scoot fine. You miss me with that bullshit. He run around. He put a gap on the shadow. So I don't see how this man can be. He can't. I mean, they all on a level playing field. I mean, they can say what they want to. All of them fast. And the essays, they definitely fast. They flying.
So, but at this point, you ain't got no two action yet on the back end. But you're working
no
on the small tie action.
No action, you know, no action on that right now. Mm-mm. They talking about it on there. They got about 400 comments on there. But they ain't, you know, all of them in the bushes. They say they're trying to race back in the racing back, but they worried about who's in the shootout. They worry, you know, they ain't, I don't know. They just ain't ready for it.
Hey, J-Bone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. But listen, you know, this weekend, Tony Wright got that who's scared at Orangeburg, and he got that 28-29 inch tire shootout. $2,000 free entry. Then he ain't got, you know, no chance to cause or nothing like that. But then you got the gambler's race, you know, $50 per car, $1,200 purse. Then you got the hand cut shootout with the motorcycles, $100 buy-in, you know, $500 on top of that with the buy-in. Then also he got the car and bike show out there. And then, you know, no other than the heavyweight champion of the world, Corner, going up against Big Sexy. Just to show y'all, we grudge racing, man. Grudge, like what BET say, grudge racing. Shit. We trying to get to 9-0, you know. I mean, hey, it is what it is, man. We out here trying to race, have a good time. And, hey, we going to be a fighting champion, even if they ain't putting up nothing for the belt. We still racing.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, I noticed one thing. They've been having some good races at Orangeburg here lately. I mean, is Orangeburg
yeah.
coming back around?
I'll tell you what, Orangeburg probably is the best track on the East Coast, if you know what I'm saying. They really had the promotion and people to come there. You know, everybody goes to the House of Hooks, and some people go to Dongle. But it, for me personally, we were down there trying to run Big Six the other weekend with Joe Show, and you know, It's a great track, and you can't put nothing about it. I mean, they take care of it. They put the glue down right. It's a great hooking track. You wouldn't want a better track. Like that track we went up there to, and I will say that. Cecil County did a great job on that track because it was missing raining all day. They crew did a great job to keep that track up just for what we did. Cause when we went out there, man, it was like it didn't rain at all day. You know, the track was ready. So I will say that stay down at Orangeburg. They keep that track up great. It's a real good track. A lot of people don't know about it, don't go to it, but it's a real great track to go to and race. And, you know, it's cement out there. Hey, that makes a big difference. I mean, if you want to put the pile down, you can put anything down you want to put down out there. That's all I can say to it. So, I mean, come on, if they ain't got nothing to do, ain't going up there to see William Brown, and they close by. You know, and they want us to come see the top sports and heavyweight champion of the world, do a sparring match, because, you know, it's a sparring match because we ain't fighting for the belt. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just a sparring match. That's why I'm calling it a sparring match, you know. So, hey, we there and see Tony Wright, Mr. Tony Wright, do his job, what he do best, because he's a bad boy. That's what I'm going to say to these boys, man. That's my man that can bet whoever that will want to bet with William Brown, whatever he want to do when we race him. You find out. I will get it to you, Jay Barnes. I'm trying to tell you. We have confidence in our driver, and I believe him. Shit.
Hey, Corn.
99.9% show that doesn't
hey,
come up.
Hey, Corn.
It ain't going to
hey,
be
Corn. Corner, this one. Hey, Corner.
Yeah.
Hey, Corner.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you, Tony Wright going to be at my race September 13th, so it ain't no reason you shouldn't do it. We can make it. Hey, I mean, you know, you ain't got to run.
Talk about it. If there's somebody we can race, we'll come and race because I drive that. But, you know what I'm saying, we'll talk about it. Get my number from Jay Barnes, give us a call, and we'll talk to you. You know what I mean?
Huh?
But, I mean, hell, your boy WB3 got to take the right steps, so any, whoever else want to shoot at the to get it. That's at the end of the day.
He'll do it. So if he's still on the phone, I'm sure
he ain't did what the hell he's supposed to do. And we ain't agreed to say we'll go there. See what you missing? We the champs, so he got to come race where we want to race at. I don't want to race at your fucking Piedmont. You know what I'm saying?
That's the best track on the East Coast.
Hey, shit. Listen, we going to Cancun for the first race with this belt. So that damn P, my damn show ain't Cancun. I'm trying to see the world a little bit.
I know. Piedmont.
Yeah. That might be the best track to you because that's where you done been. But, I mean, for all the tracks I've been to Don Benson. I done been to Orlando Speedway. I done been to Jackson. Mm-hmm. The House of Hooks. I done been to Don. Where else I done been? I done been to... what's the other track up y'all where y'all got there? This Don Benson or what else? There's another Fayetteville. And I've been there. I'm Cedar County.
Hey.
You know what I mean? I'm Bradenton. But
hey,
to me, Orangeburg is a great track, and a lot of people just don't
know it. It is.
It's a great track.
You know, I just know your driver going to be there. So, I'm just letting you know that.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. I hear that.
Get your heart right, and William Brown said he'll take it from you.
Listen, mm-hmm. You need to get our heart right. He got to take the steps, man. Here you go. A damn cheerleader. You're a damn cheerleader, man.
I ain't no cheerleader. I'm telling you what the man said. You heard what the man told you.
Yeah,
man,
but
told
that,
you bring your ass to Virginia, he gonna blow your ass up.
Jay Barnes, let me ask you something. Jay Barnes, my steps to do that? I'm the champ. Contenders got to come.
Hey,
I ain't running behind that bitch.
You could just come grudge him that day. You didn't even have to put the belt up you want to. But, hey, if you're a real person, though, you'll put that belt up because you say you're a champion.
I can't do that. I got to follow the rules and regulations this man got. So it is what it is.
You're right. You're a champion. I can't do no congratulations, man. You're a champion, bro.
Listen, Jay Barnes, I got one other quick question. I want to know the last time any big fire car done killed two motherfuckers supposed to be heavy hitters in their class in less than 3 days.
You're a bad motherfucker, though, man. That's been a long time. That's legendary.
Hey, Josh, they treat me like Magic Johnson when they find out he got AIDS. They don't want me to play with him no more.
No. Shit, no.
Hey, let me make this public announcement, man. Let me get this public announcement out of the way. If y'all been looking on the internet, y'all see that South Georgia Motorsports Park was closed down this weekend. It's been, you know, further stated that it was just closed for that weekend. That it'll be open. It's expected to be back open and up. So if y'all have seen anything about South Georgia Motorsport, it was closed for the weekend. But they're saying that Ronnie Brown's race coming up on the 20th and also Duck's race is still on their schedule. So we don't want to say no bad news. So let everybody know that, you know, South Georgia, as has been reported, even though they did have some trouble, they will be open on September the 20th and also September 28th.
You know what? I'm going to have to come over there.
I want to get that out there. And,
spend the night. See you
tomorrow, y'all.
That's right. How you going to get?
There it is. Okay. I found it. I just want to make sure everybody know about that and what's going on. But we're down to the last 15 minutes, y'all. Let's get some good information in. Is there anything else? Let me tell y'all, this is the first time that we went to that George Racing has been allowed at the somebody told them, like, I'm seeing some background noise out of one of these mics. If you got that background noise, please close your mic. We went to Cecil County Dragway first time, and the people really enjoyed it. The track people enjoyed it. We definitely will be going back, you know. And, you know, I say reach out to all the promoters. The facility was great. You know, in the rain, it was a great turnout. So, you know, I think that would be a track that we can add to the grudge, to the compilation of grudge tracks around the country. And it was, they treated us very well. They did great business. They did the appropriate take for grudge cause. That's all we can ask for, you know. So as you see, that the grudge world, that the mainstream is slowly allowing more grudge events in at some of these otherwise tracks that we were not allowed to go, and that's a good thing. And they have stopped listening to the popular opinion, and they're seeing that grudge racers are professionals. They handle themselves in a professional manner, and they come, they race, and they go home. So, you know, my props out to Cecil County Dragway. You know, again, we're down to the last 15 minutes, and I do want to make sure thank JB for hard work and promotions for doing this thing, Scotty G, and Cecil County Dragway. Now, upcoming events, we got this weekend, William Brown at DMT. We got Tony Hitler Wright at Owensburg. And I think them the only two that we got coming up this weekend that I know of. It may be some more. Also,
hey, Jimmy.
We're
going to have a little race down at Red Springs with Tony. Tony Byers, we're going to have one down at Red Springs. North Carolina versus Georgia. He's going to bring, you know, all his little cars down here. We got a couple cars from up here we're going to take down there. And we're going to do a little racing down there in Red Springs. I mean, we ain't got no shootouts or nothing. If there's enough cars, that's Saturday. Gates open 10 o'clock.
Saturday,
Springs.
That's Red Springs. That's the new Thunder Valley Raceway. All right. In Red Springs. Also, September, I got to stretch out a little bit. In the Midwest, you know, this weekend, I think it's this weekend at Martin, Michigan, they got a little Tony and the gang up there. In the Midwest, they've been doing a lot of racing lately, man. They have been supporting. They've been coming out, going around the country. So this weekend, I think it's this weekend that they'll be having the Motor City Mafia. Little Tony is having a race at Martin, Michigan this weekend. So if you're in that area, go up there and check that out. And also, we're going back to Grudge Inc. is also having a race back in Indiana, Morocco, Indiana, on October the 19th. I'm just saying that. B has been putting it out there pretty good, but I want to make sure everybody knows that we're going back to Morocco, Indiana. And I'm trying to see what else we got on. Now, listen, let me go back, and I want everybody to kind of recap what they got coming up. And we'll start with the upcoming partner, being that you're the champ. Where are you going and what you got going on this weekend?
This weekend, Tony got Who's Scared, $2,000 28-29 straps, gambler's race, $50 buy-in, $1,200 purse, $500 hand clutch bike shootout. Then you got the corner. We running up against the champs. We running up against Big Six.
All right. That,
big
that, good
there's a couple more locked
like
in. I don't
that.
Quite
now,
know
like
about
see that. Champ, don't come out of that with a black eye. Now, don't come out of that with a black eye, champ.
No. Jay Bonds, I already told you, is a spar because the belt ain't up, so it ain't a fight. We just sparring.
We just
getting in fighting condition for anybody else out there that wants the belt. Just trying to stay a little warm up, get some training. That's all.
I got you. William Bryan, what you got coming up this weekend?
Like I said, you got 28-29 shootout, 125. That 125 that everybody be putting in, that's going to be the pot. Ain't nothing going to me, and I'm going to put $1,500 on top of it. 8-car minimum, no bar, no full chassis car, any power additive. You know, like I said, 490s, you got paying $3,000 guaranteed purse, 590 guaranteed, $2,400 guaranteed purse,
We got the DJ. We got food. We got a streetcar shootout, sports car shootout, which include trucks. No pull-out race cars. Must drive through the gate. I'm putting up $500 to the fastest sports car or pickup truck or, you know, Jeep or whatever y'all want to bring. Got a couple guys that work with me. Got some fast sports cars and vets and GTRs and stuff like that. So they just want to have a little fun. So I put $500 out there for anybody that don't have a race car and got them something they think a little fast in the street. Just bring it on out there and go for that $500. The times will not be known. It will not be shown. The people in the tower will make the decision on who was the fastest one and without nobody else knowing their times or anything like that. Clocks will be off all day. You can run quarter mile, eighth of mile, pro tree, full tree. Like I said, you got locked in grudge races. Man, we just plan on having a good time. And after that, we're going to leave there Saturday night and head up to MIR on Sunday to Larry T Racing. He got some locked in grudge races up there. You know, we're going to have a good old time, a good old whole weekend. That's it. Just enjoy
that's
racing
it. Yeah,
the whole
yeah.
weekend.
I had forgotten about Larry T, man. I've been ripping and running, man. I know, it, you know, that has been heavily supported, and I got to say, you know, I appreciate, let me tell you this, too. Thank everybody for coming up to see. So Larry T showed up and supported. Monster Motorsport showed up and supported. Wicked Bird showed up. I mean, we had a lot of people to, you know, show up. So
what's
I
up
really
with that?
Appreciate that. Now, hold on, y'all know we got that other channel from none other than Never Scared. Hey, Wayne. Wayne, where you at, Wayne?
Why you gonna listen to that?
Because I reached my weight. I thought I wanted to worry about myself. So, I thought I ain't
know
what
my
final was going to be.
Wayne,
where you at? Thank God, thanks. I know I had to tell who it was, and I got to do 90 this week. So I get all that fish money.
Wayne.
My play was more full today.
I got to say this. You know, pop out to Larry T. I don't know the whole situation, but I do know that he had some issues with at MIR, but I'm glad they got it resolved. And, you know, they're going back up there. But it's always a good race there, too. So, Rear Brian, I like to know about the goods races, man. Give me the goods races that you know about. That's what I want to hear. I mean,
well, I heard ugly. Well, who? My goods races or Larry T's?
William Brian.
Oh, I got, like I said, I got 10 goods races, with 11, including me locking in with. Today
so it's gonna be if you want to hear some good, if you want to hear some, see some good races, you can come. You there, William Brown? You might have dropped William Brown. We're down to the last 5 minutes. Josh Jones is who's coming up next. Josh Jones. I know you got some major stuff coming up. Let's hear it, Josh Jones. You got the closing argument, the closing statement. Bring us home.
I'm down there this weekend. We ain't really got no grudge races locked in yet, but it's early in the week. And you know when Tony comes and you got Bad Storm and you got Giganto and you got Underdog and them boys, it's going to be action. I can tell you that now. Something's going to pop off. But it's a $2,000 bracket race. And if enough 28-inch cars and stuff come down, I'm sure that we can probably put a little something together, but it's going to be some grudge. I can tell you that now, and it's going to be some good-looking women down there walking around to look at, too.
Oh, okay. That's the price of admission. That's worth the price of admission right there.
That's right. And it's going to, you know, Thunder Valley's always got a good, you know, turnout. It's going to be a nice crowd if anybody's around there. Just come on down and, you know, it's going to be some grudge, and I can tell you that now. Tony Byers and Bad Storm and Gigant in the house, somebody going to die.
Now, that's going on the Thunder Valley this weekend. Now, bring us up to September the 13th.
No, September 13th, like I said, we got that $28,275, $3,000 free entry fee, 6-0 race, $40 entry fee, 100% payback. Gates open at 10 o'clock that morning. Got them two locked-in grudge races. Got the ruler with the Mustang on 28 small block. He looking for action. Got the white boys looking for action. Got Tony Byers looking for action. Tony Wright going to be in the house. 901 going to be in the house. I got them in there. So if anybody out here wants some action, all you got to do is let me or let Willie Dog or let somebody know, man. They can get in touch with me, and I promise you we can get you some action.
All right, all right. Let me see, can I get Wayne? Never Scared Wayne, are you available? Never Scared Wayne, where you at? All right, he must have can't talk. But listen, I appreciate everybody for coming on. Again, I'd like to thank Scotty G, JB, Cecil kind of Dragway for letting us have the wonderful event that we had there this Saturday. Thank everybody for coming on. Tomorrow night, DJ Grant and Butt Naked Show, Atomic Dog Show out of Texas, and Boom on Wheels out of Louisiana. Y'all stay tuned. Grudging to the top. Y'all have a nice night.